90 Day YouTube Challenge. मैं हूँ आरती and you know I just was going through my Facebook memories today morning like we all do. आके खोलते Facebook. So I was going through my memories and I realized I missed out on my memories from 2 days ago. And 2 days ago, which is 1st Feb 2017, I finished 7. Which is 1st Feb 2018, I finished 7 years of freelancing and I saw that status and I was like, wow. And I thought this today would be a good day to, you know, share my learnings as a freelancer over the past 7 years. So creative or media students who plan to freelance in the future, these are the things that you must keep in mind. Number one, save the money. I understand we all have our things to do. We all want to go to party. We all want to go shop. And of course, you know, I mean, who can control shopping when there are sales? I understand all of that. And I have done it. I've been one of those people all my early 20s, pretty much late 20s too. You know, salary aate hi pehle 20 din, 20 is too much. 15 din mein I would exhaust all my money and I would literally live like be broke for the, you know, for the next half of the month. And we all relate with this. We've all been there. But I think that's not a healthy way of living, and especially if you're planning to be a freelancer, then God bless you if you live that life. I would really, like, you know, request you guys to start saving how much ever little that amount might be, kyunki, you know, freelancing karte karte wo time aata hi hai when there could be spells of no work. However good you are at your job, however good your PR is, that's a part of freelancing. You're not going to be able to escape it. I mean, if there was one thing that I would go back and tell my early 20s self is just save this money, like stop wasting it and stop shopping in every sale, like the clothes, you have enough clothes already. Number two, get along with people, have a good PR. It comes handy when you're freelancers. When I say have a good PR, get along with people, I'm not talking about licking ass, I'm not talking about, you know, being extra nice or being fake, no. I'm just saying be nice to people. And all my early 20s, I have done this whole mistake. I used to be this, my young rebellious self thought, I don't need to impress anybody, I don't need people to like me. And that got me in trouble quite a few times. And even that trouble never, you know, was alarming enough for me. Like, I was like, yeah, whatever. That was my attitude, but which I have no qualms in, you know, admitting. And because over time I've realized it, I've pointed it out in myself and corrected it. And now when I say be nice, or now when I be nice to people, I'm not faking it at all. I can't fake either. I mean, even if I don't have money to pay my next month's rent, it comes to that sometimes, but I can't fake. But yeah, it's just about genuinely being nice, genuinely getting along with people at work. And when, you know, there's a group of people that you like working with and they like working with you, you get work much more often than otherwise. But that does not at all mean not standing up for what you feel or not putting forth your thought. Number three is utilize your break days well. Now, I'm talking majorly from the whole aspect of television freelancing because that's something I have been a part of. But if you choose to be a freelancer in any other field, I don't know, be a graphic designer, work in, you know, print media or digital media, any kind of freelancer, one thing is for sure, you're going to have break days. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, there will be spells jab kaam nahi hota hai. And when those spells come, most of us waste them in, like, you know, eating, sleeping and binge watching shows. Binge watching shows is important, in especially for the creative, you know, creative minds. But the whole thing is utilize those break days in doing things that, you know, will add to your personality. Like go take classes, join a dance class, join some pottery making class if that interests you, go do, you know, personality development stuff, go meditate, do yoga, and not just going out. I mean, you can indulge and create and find new hobbies sitting at home nowadays. Like the whole world is on the internet. Just go to YouTube and find DIY tutorials. I've done tons of DIY tutorials in my break days and made like a lot of stuff at home. I totally dig that shit. And, you know, finding new things that you like doing and discovering new hobbies and passions always adds to your personality in different ways, and that always helps at work in some way or the other. You might not find, you know, it directly showing its effect, but it does help, I've seen in the long run. So that's number three. Number four, if it comes to it ever, you know, aap thak gaye ho, pak gaye ho freelancing se, and you're like, bas, I'm done, isse zyada mujhse nahi ho payega. And if you ever reach that point and you want to quit it, please be sure of your reason of quitting. So I have seen a lot of friends of mine over the years who quit freelancing, who've taken up a stable job in television, and some who've completely quit the industry, like left television and gone, and they've done various different stuff. But when you want to take a step like that, be extremely sure of why did you come here in the first place. So, you know, it always helps to make like a pros and cons list of what good things did freelancing do to me, what bad did it do to me, and then when you plan to take up the next job or whatever, you can do a pros and cons for that too and just compare and weigh your options instead of, you know, just mindlessly jumping into another new job which is not going to keep you happy. Because at the end of the day, it's about, you know, being satisfied and happy about the work you're doing too, right? I mean, I agree money matters and it does matter a lot, but satisfaction at the workplace also, you know, makes people leave their jobs, I've seen, after 20 and 30 years. So yeah, that's one point to consider for sure. Number five is, you know, this is something that I learned after doing few mistakes and I would want you guys to, you know, learn from my mistakes. Money matters, but not that much. And you should know when to give money the importance. So what happens, you know, in the early days of freelancing and in the early days of freelancing in any offbeat field, like I have people, like friends of mine who are from the event industry, who are into, you know, the design industry and a lot of other offbeat careers, I've seen the pay in the beginning is not too well. You have to literally work for peanuts and for like 20 hours a day sometimes. And the pay doesn't increase so much very quickly. But in the early days of freelancing, it's just about learning on the job. So this is something which I learned much later. Ki, you know, right now you're just new to the industry. Grasp as many things you can. Do as many things you can on the job and learn as much as you can, because you have your entire life to earn the money. So yeah, when you learn as much as you can and you know, you gain a lot of skill set, that later comes handy to you. And then later when, you know, you grow in television and you get paid quite well once you start growing after a particular point of time. So yeah, once you grow, then this entire skill set of going a little extra mile, of doing a little extra work that you did in your first few projects, is always going to help you later. So yeah, be mindful about when to give money importance and when not to. So that's that. Number six, choose your bosses well. Now I know in the world of freelancing, you can't always choose the people you work with, you can't always choose the projects. Earlier, in my early years, even I didn't have the choice. I mean, I had to work with whoever I had to work with. पर बाद में जब भी आपको चांस मिले, जब भी मौका मिले, यू नो, टू चूज योर बॉसेस, प्लीज डू इट. बिकॉज आई हैव सीन द डिफरेंस माई सेल्फ. वैन यू वर्क विद अ गुड बॉस और वैन यू वर्क विद समबडी हु इज रेडी टू कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट टू यू टू वाइल वर्किंग विथ यू, दैट मेक्स अ ह्यूज डिफरेंस टू यू एज अ पर्सन, एज अ पर्सनैलिटी, द वे यू फंक्शन, द वे यू परफॉर्म एट वर्क, इट मेक्स अ ह्यूज डिफरेंस. एंड आई हैव हैड द लक टू टच विद, टू वर्क विद सम ऑफ द बेस्ट and the most experienced people in the television industry. And the more experienced they are, the more, you know, you get to learn from them, which is another thing. And but also at the same time, I realized all these bosses who have contributed to my life in a particular way have been like really great human beings at the core of everything. They've been like great people at heart. And you know, when you work with such people, you learn a lot. There is no doubts about it. So whenever you can, choose your bosses, and when you do it, you'll know what I'm talking about. You know what difference it'll make to your life. Number seven, treat your juniors well, teach your juniors well. Now, I don't know if this happens in any other industry, but I have seen over the years of, you know, working in television, some of the juniors get really ragged. Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, I feel really bad for people who have to go through certain, you know, stuff, but I mean, it's just about understanding that those people who are your juniors or interns or freshers are at the same place that you were a few years ago. Even they're curious, they want to learn, they want to, you know, experience the whole creative process, but they do their mistakes in the whole bargain, and you have to be there to support them, treat them well, teach them, because when you teach them well, they are going to, you know, come back and add value to the work that you're doing along with them. So yeah, that's it from me. If you guys have any questions about freelancing or about television creatives, I will be more than glad to answer them. And you can, you know, comment below and ask me whatever questions you have. And with this, I'm going to take off and see you guys tomorrow right here. Bye.